Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Wednesday, November 19th. I'm Megan Lynch. Millions of dollars in ARPA funds still have not been spent in the city of St. Louis.
The city received nearly $5 billion in ARPA funds, but there are many programs that reveal multi-million dollar backlogs. The Automatic Housing, Urban Development, and Zoning Committee heard from different city agencies. The Northside Business Grant Program received $37 million, but only a fraction of that money has been spent. Noel Pfeffer is the executive director for the Community Development Agency, and he says his office has not administered the Northside Grant Program.
I can't speak in detail to what SLDC has required grantees to provide, but we are looking forward to receiving those files, legal documents for our review.
Pfeffer says once they look over those documents, they can move forward with the community enhancement grants soon. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
All ARPA funds must be spent by December of next year. Sheriff Alfred Montgomery's Coronado trial set to begin this morning after being postponed today. Sheriff Montgomery not granted his release from federal custody in time for his original trial date yesterday, despite his attorneys asking for his release a week ago. Attorney David Mason is focusing on the case and says they usually grant more time.
We've been known to try to give a month in advance on it.
Justin Gelfand is leading the sheriff's defense in his federal criminal case and made the filing.
In the Eastern District of Missouri, this motion was timely filed. I don't believe that that's the issue.
After a lengthy meeting with attorneys, the judge granted Montgomery's release so he can attend his trial. It will be the public's first opportunity to see the sheriff since his bond was revoked.
St. Louis County is behind Nashville, Dallas, Atlanta, Indianapolis, all of those things. And this legislation hasn't been holding it up.
The legislation a heated Councilwoman Shalonda Webb is referring to would shake up development in St. Louis County. We told you about the bill earlier this week. It would place a lot of requirements on contractors doing business for the county or even getting incentives. Pat Kelly of the Municipal League is worried it will be forced on projects in county cities, too.
It adds major new requirements to tax increment financing in Chapter 100 projects, including mandatory apprenticeship programs, expanded prevailing wage requirements, and specific minority and women-owned business participation mandates. These are significant policy shifts.
Webb gave her fiery response, saying she'd worked on the bill for 2 years, then confidently called for a final vote. Here's how that went.
Madam Chair, I move for the adoption of substitute bill number 2 for bill number 182.
Is there a second? Is there a second? Motion fails for lack of a second.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair.
It's 8:06. A Ladue High School student has been arrested after police were alerted that the teen might be bringing a weapon onto campus.
Ladue Police Department spotted the student driving into the Ladue Horton Watkins High School parking lot. The student immediately drove away when officers approached the vehicle. Police pulled the student over in a nearby subdivision and located a handgun inside the car. And police made the arrest without any problems. Although the weapon was not displayed on campus, the district stated it will take immediate disciplinary action. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
A DIY bomb explosion outside a home in Lake St. Louis has now led to multiple arrests.
On Saturday evening, a homemade device detonated on the front porch of a home belonging to a Wentzville school district official. Surveillance cameras captured the blast, but no injuries were reported. Authorities initially detained two 17-year-olds and have since detained a third, all believed to be students from the same district. Now an 18-year-old from Baldwin, Brian D. Pilarski, has been arrested and charged. Prosecutors say Pilarski admitted to helping purchase the materials and knowing the plan was for a bomb. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
From the business desk sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, the region's largest private company, Enterprise Mobility, has opinions about the $3 billion Lambert Terminal plan.
The massive plan to consolidate to a new single terminal does not include a consolidated car rental center. The airport's 2023 master plan called this a low priority because it said that rental car companies, quote, have not expressed the desire to consolidate. But the St. Louis Business Journal reports that Clayton-based Enterprise now says it would support the inclusion of a walkable car rental facility, making access for customers more convenient. Airport Commissioner Kevin Cantwell, who represents St. Charles County, tells the Business Journal it is an omission. He says, quote, if we're going to build a world-class airport and car rental is an issue, it should be addressed. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.